Welcome to another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. I'm Chuck Nichols, Representative Causer. Welcome to another report to your constituents. And let's talk about some good news. It sounds like things might be opening up a little bit, and it's all starting in your neck of the woods. What's going on, Marty?
Well, we've been focused on getting things open back up and doing so safely. And at the time that we're recording this, we're expecting an announcement from the governor that he's going to announce moving several counties into what he's calling the yellow phase, where some businesses can reopen in the Commonwealth. And we're expecting all three counties that I represent to be moved into that yellow phase. We're also looking forward to some information as to what is considered to be opened during that phase. We certainly are anticipating that information. And I guess the expectation is that opening will happen next Friday on March 8th. So we'll see what the governor has to say. In addition, the House has been in session this week, and we've been moving forward with a number of pieces of legislation focused on reopening businesses safely. We absolutely believe that we have to focus on public health, and that's first and foremost. But at the same time, we have to reopen business safely because the governor's shutdown order is one of the most strict in the nation, and people are not getting their unemployment compensation. People are having trouble just putting food on the table for their families. We're in week 7 right now, where some people have had no income for 7 weeks. It's a situation where many businesses are reaching out to my office on a daily basis saying, listen, we'll follow the CDC guidance. We can take steps to reopen safely, and we will do that. But just let us go back to work. Let us provide for our families. And that is what we are focused on. Now, we've moved forward with a number of pieces of legislation, one being Senate Bill 613, which would have done just that, to provide a clear mitigation plan to safely reopen business. And as folks know, the governor vetoed that measure. In addition, we've continued to move forward with bills to reopen many businesses in the Commonwealth, such as reopening construction. And after we moved that bill forward, the governor made an announcement that construction can reopen effective today, Friday, May 1st. We also have moved forward with legislation dealing with several agribusinesses, such as garden centers and businesses dealing with the food supply chain, getting business open back up so that folks can plant their own food. You know, it's a circumstance that in rural Pennsylvania, many people plant and eat their own food, and we don't want to miss the growing season because we need to be able to get those seeds in the ground. So it's a situation where more common sense has to be injected into this plan. And while a piecemeal approach is not ideal, we are moving forward with legislation that gets business reopened while following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention measures to keep workers and customers safe.
Well, what are you hearing of the plan as far as the rest of the state goes? Obviously, the area that you live in is going to be one that opens up probably a little bit sooner. Have you heard about how we're going to do this county-wise, zip code-wise? What's going on here?
Well, there's been a lot of confusion in that regard, and I know many questions have been asked of the governor, and he doesn't seem to have much of a plan. He just keeps talking about his red, yellow, green plan, but with very few details. But we are focused on reopening the economy and doing so safely. You know, poverty is a public health issue also. And when people can't put food on the table for their kids, that's a serious problem. And that's why we are focused on getting people back to work safely.
And Representative Causer, at this time when people can't get information that's good information, how can they get a hold of you to get the right information?
All the information that I put out comes from a legitimate sources, such as the Pennsylvania Department of Health, the Centers for Disease Control. And so we only post that legitimate information on my website at repcauser.com and also at my Facebook page. It's PA State Rep Martin Causer.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer.